Assalamu alaikum and peace, and welcome to this episode of Misconceptions. I'm your host, Muhammad Hashim, and with us today we have Sheikh Yusuf Estes. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
How are you today, Sheikh?
Alhamdulillah.
We also have with us today our studio audience. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Today, inshallah, we'll be talking about infidels. Who are the infidels? It's come up a lot, the word infidel. And what's the validity of it?
Oh, infidels.
Infidel.
All right. Well, to start with, let's look at the word.
Yeah.
Infidel would be the opposite of fidel. And what does fidel mean? Now, we're not talking about the president of Cuba.
That's true.
Fidel, actually, or fidelity, we understand it maybe more that way. Usually we see it attached with banks and savings and loan, things like that. And it's like high fidelity, sound. It means true. Exactly, it means to be true, like true sound, high fidelity. Or people who will be holding your money and they'll call it fidelity and trust, okay. Truth and trust. And it implies that this is really sound and true and something you can count on. And then infidelity would be the opposite. Like moral is really good, but immoral is the opposite, very bad. So it's the opposite of truth and it's the opposite of fidelity.
Okay, so it's the opposite. Complete.
Makes
opposite.
Sense?
Yeah.
So let's let our audience get involved in this one.
Sheikh, I would like to know, what does infidels mean?
Yeah, infidels, when it applies to people, it applies to, in this case, as though they are unbelievers. Usually this is how it's presented. About 800 years or so ago, the Pope of the Catholic Church in Rome declared that the Muslims were infidels. And he told his followers to go out and basically kill them and take Jerusalem away from them. And this was the beginning of the Crusades. And so when these people went forward, they began to think that anybody who was not of them was also an infidel. Along the way, they killed not only Muslims, but also any of the Jews that got in their way.
They killed people that didn't believe in what they believed in.
And they killed Christians who were not Catholics.
Okay.
So if you were not exactly of their particular flavor of Christianity,
you're an infidel, therefore they had the right to kill you.
Yes, and in fact they had the duty to do so because it was something ordained by papal decree, meaning the Pope has said this and that is what must be done. And there was a lot of bloodshed, as you well know, over the next couple hundred years, to the extent at the time when Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi, from Kurdistan, by the way, came on the scene, and he was very successful in not only ending this thing, but doing it in a very moral, sophisticated way, in that he allowed everybody to leave. Even though they'd killed and slaughtered and everything, he allowed anybody to leave who wanted to leave in peace. There was a movie, actually, about it made, and I thought that they did pretty well in presenting both sides of the story on that. But how do we understand this today? I think that's a good way to look at it. And with that, I want to give another chance for our audience to participate, and let's see what else we have.
Yes, Sheikh, my question is, are Christians infidels?
That's a perfect question, right on time, too, because when we talk about infidels, we're meaning that to us, because it's going to be from my standpoint.
Okay.
Right?
And the Muslims.
So, yeah, because if a Catholic is saying that even other Christians are infidels, which they did at that time, then how do we as Muslims look at other people? I think what's important now for us to do, though, is to define more about what infidel means, and then it will be easier for us to understand. In Arabic, we don't have this exact word infidel. We don't have it. What we have is a word that a lot of people translate as disbeliever. The word in Arabic, though, is kafir. And it comes from kafara, that's the root. And our word cover, like you cover something, comes from the word kafir in Arabic. The word kafir, and the act is kufar, to do kufr, okay? Plural is kufr, but to do kafir.
Sorry, to do kufr is the act of
doing kufr.
Okay,
that's the act. right? And the one who does it is a kafir, and the plural is kufar.
Okay.
It doesn't really. What matters though is to understand the context, how it's understood. Before Islam came, this word actually was used to describe farmers. The farmers were the ones that were doing kufr, and they were kufar. How? Because they dig the soil and they plant seeds, and then when they planted these seeds, they cover them up. And as they're covering up these, this is the act of covering or kufr.
Okay.
That's how that comes. Now today, if I were to go to any Arab land, and see a farmer out there working, and I said, "Hey, kafir, how you doing?" He would probably shoot me. Christian farmer, he still would not like it, because the implication is disbeliever.
Bad disbeliever.
Yeah, it's a bad implication. Because why? And how does this word fit what we understand? Watch this. Islam is presenting an evidence. And every verse of the Quran is called a proof or a sign. Okay, a sign or a proof. So we have over 6,000 signs or proofs. And if somebody is denying all of this, then they are covering the truth. Does it make sense?
All of them? All 6,000 of them? Or
any one of them.
Any one of them, okay.
Yeah, but the denial, once you understand something, you understand it. It's clear, yeah. But you deny it.
Okay.
Okay. Basically, a person that's a liar. Okay. In Arabic, a kadhib.
So it knows the truth, denies it.
Knows it, but he denies it.
Okay.
Now, when you ask about Christians, do they know the truth and are they denying it? Well, not according to the Quran. According to the Quran, they're in a different category. Although it's still, we're not going to accept this, but we're not going to say this is always kufr. Kufr is when you have seen clear evidence, then you deny it. And not all Christians fit in this category. Nor do all the Jews fit in this category. Because what Allah said in the Quran, in more than one place, but I'll give you one example. There is a verse which is quoted so much so that I'm sure maybe our whole audience here has heard it, maybe even memorized it in the Arabic language. And I know none of you are Arabs, but still you may know this one. If I start it out, maybe you can help me recite it. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Kuntun khayra umatin. Ukrijet linnas ta'maruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah wallahu amana ahlul kitabi la khana. Oh, now you stopped, didn't you, because you didn't know there's more to the verse. And this is the case with almost every Muslim. Are you familiar with this verse?
Yeah, but I wasn't familiar with
the second part of it.
Yeah.
Wallahu amana ahlul kitabi la khana khayra lahum. Now you know it. Huh? What's the rest of it? Minhum are the ones who have iman. Wa aktharuhum minhum. No. Not kafir. Fasikun. This is what's incredible. What's incredible here is the way that Allah breaks things down into so many compartments to be sure you understand exactly what He means. Whereas in some groups and in some religions, they will lump everybody together. You're either a believer or disbeliever. You're either with us or you're from us. You're either on all that we're on or you're the enemy. Boom, bam. And that's exactly what happened at the time of the Crusades. The Muslims, when they understand their religion, they know that there are some who are exactly from you, those who are around you but not exactly from you, those who are close but not quite there yet, okay? And then those who are farther and farther and farther. So we find there are degrees of belief and degrees of disbelief. This is how we understand it. We don't just lump everybody, okay, you're going to go to hell, you're going to paradise. You know, you're not the gatekeeper. We, as Muslims, are not the judge. Now, you will run into opposition with a lot of quasi-wannabe scholars of Islam who have heard only part of the story and not really contemplated this. But even the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, held some people closer to him than others. Now, there's also in Islam this thing about whether or not you can make friends with these people. Yeah? And again, this is where we find bad translations. We find people telling us about don't have any friends that are Jews or Christians. We find people telling us don't take anybody except Muslims as your friends. Even terrorize those other guys. We find these.
Of course, all
and
the time.
And it's all from misunderstanding or purposely misinterpreting what's being taught in the Quran.
So it's not as cut and dry, not as black and white then, eh?
It is once you understand the words. Let's take this word, kafir. That was clear. Kafir is one who covers it up. He's a liar. He knows and he lied. It's raining outside. He comes in and tells you, no, it's not raining outside. Now, whoever doesn't know will believe him, maybe. But people that know him will say, no, he lied before, so I don't know. I don't trust this guy. Let me go get my umbrella anyway, you know? But for those who don't know and they follow him, they're going to get wet. He's a liar. Why would he do that? I don't know. Why do people do anything they do? So that's not our job to break it down, but what our job is to know the truth and then separate the wheat from the chaff.
So the main misconception, I guess, from the non-Muslim media, I would say, is that if you're not a Muslim, you're an infidel. So we're here to clarify that, aren't we?
I think that's an excellent way to present it.
Yeah.
This is a very big, big topic.
It's a big topic, and talking about that, we have to go to a quick break at the moment, and we'll come back, inshallah. We'll continue our conversation of Sheikh Yusuf Estes about infidels and who they are. So, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to Misconceptions. On this show, we have Yusuf Estes with us talking about the misconception of infidels, the meaning of infidels, and who are the infidels. So in the first part of the break, we kind of defined infidels, and now we're going to really talk about who can be an infidel, who is an infidel.
Yes, Muhammad, this is a big subject. We find the media really attacking Islam and throwing this word on us, and it's not our word. But I want to go back to our audience and pull from them a little bit. Anybody have anything?
Yes, I would like to ask a question.
Please go ahead.
What is Islam saying about the Jews and Christians?
Ah, you're bringing me back to the verse I was talking about. Actually, I would like to come back to this again. In the Quran, Allah calls Jews and Christians people of the book. And book, actually, in Arabic is kitab. Kitab is book. And the word book in the Koine Greek is biblios. And that's where the word Bible comes from. It simply means book. So people of the Bible today would be the same as people of the book at the time of Muhammad, peace be upon him, and all the way back, you know, because Bible, book, kitab, it's all the same thing. Ahl simply means people of, the people of whatever. Ahl Bayt, the people of the house. Ahl Kitab, people of the book. So we find now that Allah is using this expression throughout the Quran from the beginning to the end to describe the people of the Jews and Christians. And Allah distinguishes them different from all the rest of the people. They have their own category, and this is mentioned in Hadith with the Prophet ﷺ, and also in the treatment of them as well. All of this is there. Now the verse I read to you earlier and didn't give you the meaning yet says basically, you are the best of nations raised up. Because you call to al-maruf and you forbid al-munkar and you believe in Allah. The juxtaposition of the believing in Allah is strange if you consider that in the first chapter, Baqarah, all the way back to the chapter 108, which is al-Asr, we keep finding the belief is always first. Amanu wa amilu salihat, right? Always belief is first. It predicates anything else. But in this one ayah, it doesn't. The Amr bil Maruf wa Nahi lil Munkar, wa tu'minuna billah, and you believe in Allah. Why is it like this? When we're wondering about how did that happen? So when we asked the scholars, they said, because this means something about the belief itself. You have to be willing to call people to al-Maruf, which is the truth. The absolute truth, and forbid the absolute opposite. which is Munkar. Otherwise, you don't believe in Allah. So these are part and parcel. They go together. But in the same verse, it continues, it says, and if the people of the book, the Jews and Christians, had believed, it would be better for them. But aktharahum, most of them, are fasikun, fasik, not kafirun, not saying this disbelief. And by the way, we don't call them infidels. Remember that. That's not our word, that's somebody else's. They're not those who we're accusing of knowing and lying, but we're saying that most of them are fasik. Now, what is fasik? It is to be disobedient. It means they believe. They're not really covering it up, but they're being disobedient to it. Now, what I did, I took this to a pastor and I asked him, what do you say about it? He said, that's the truth. Who said this? Priests, pastors, ministers, even a bishop is saying the same thing. That my parish or my congregation, they, for the most part, are disobedient. Not disbelievers. Because look what they have. They have worship only one God. That's their first commandment. Okay? But many of them worship money. Many of them worship their position. Many of them are worshiping other than Almighty God. And he says that. Now their confusion may be about how is God, and we already talked about that in other issues, talking about how God is not in the creation. We talked about that. So if a person thinks that God's in the creation, definitely it disqualifies him as a Muslim. But at the same time, we're not going to throw them out with a wash water, like, you know, because we're going to say that they're closer to us than others because they have belief. They do believe in Abraham. They do believe in Moses. They believe in Jesus. Peace be upon all of them. They believe in Adam as the first man. All the things we believe, they also believe most of it. But the critical points when it comes to understanding about Allah, this is what would disqualify them as a Muslim. But still doesn't throw them in the category of, you're way out there, man. Okay? Because this is a political strategy that Allah is offering us in dealing with people who are not Muslim, but closer to us than anybody else in belief. And this is how we understand them. That from them are those who are, in fact, believers. But the majority of them, aktharahum, they're disobedient.
Disobedient. So we're not a religion that completely discredits or completely says if you're not one or the other. It's a bit more specific than that.
Yeah.
Okay. But, Shay, I want to say something.
You got more? Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
There's an ayah in Quran saying, "Lam yakun alladhina kafaru min ahli al-kitab kafaru." They are unbelieving, not believing.
Okay. Kitab. Now this is chapter 98 in the Quran, Surah Al-Bayyinah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لم يكن للذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب ومشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة رسول من الله يتلو صحف مطهرة فيها كتب قيمة وما تفرق الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءتهم البينة وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ دِينَهُ حُنَفَاءَ وَيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. Now, what does that mean up to now? Those who don't know Arabic say, okay, the guy's singing a song or something, you know, off key. But the meaning here, it says that the people of the book, now the same people we're talking about, Jews and Christians, that they would not leave off erring until there came clear proof to them. But what it says about min is the point. Disbelievers from them, not all of them. Min means from, right? I think you know this. I think you're studying Arabic, yeah? Okay, so it says min ahl kitab, the kafir, from them. These are the ones in big error. But it doesn't say they all are. Otherwise, it would have just said they're all kafir. But it makes that distinction in the Quran from them, from them, from them. Let's take what Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said about that. Here's what he tells us. And this is associated with ayah number 85 in chapter 3, Al Imran, where Allah says, وَمَمْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ فَلَا يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Now here Allah is saying that whoever wants to make up some other religion, seek after any other religion than what Allah is telling them to follow, he's not going to take that. And in the hereafter, they'll be with the losers. About that verse, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, if anybody from the Ahl Kitab, if anybody from the Jews and Christians hears about me and the message with which I've been sent, and then they don't accept that, they will be with these losers. They will be in the fire of hell. So it means that they understood it, but they rejected it. That's when they become kafir, exactly like we mentioned before. Anybody else have any question? Yes, go ahead, brother.
Shaykh, I have a question.
Yes, please, go ahead.
What about the rest of the people?
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah.
I was about to ask that.
Yeah.
Jews and Christians.
Okay.
Everyone else.
What about everybody else? Okay, we talked about Muslims, and we've mentioned in some of our programs about different groups and how they could even be not in Islam themselves in thinking they're Muslims. We've talked now about Jews and Christians who may be closer in some ways than some people who think they're Muslims. But what about everybody else? Well, actually, those who've had revelation come to them from the Jews, from the Muslims, and the Christians have the best opportunity to make paradise. They really do. Those who have understood the message and tried their best to follow it, they've got a good chance, provided they always accept what comes to them with proof. That's from Muslims, Jews, and Christians. They take what they've got. If they accepted it and they acted on it, what had proof to them, then it's up to Allah to judge who they are. Now, I will tell you, if you say these words to some Muslim, even so-called scholars, they'll go crazy on you and say, no, they are kufar, they are kufar. Okay, relax. Don't argue with them. Let them go. But ask them if they would like to talk to me. I'm happy, very happy. If they know more than we do, we'll be happy to share and learn, and you know, because this is our way. But what about the rest of the people? These people are also divided into groups as well. There is no single word in Arabic that's going to say everything about everybody, because if it did, then it wouldn't be comprehensive. And so it's very nice in Islam we have different words. Those people who may believe in God, but they're using different ways to get there. They want to pray through their statue or their image that they have, or pray to a tree or a rock, a stick, the stone, the moon, the sun, stars in the heavens. And they're looking for their good luck charms, something that they believe in. These are not considered as total kafir yet, because maybe they don't know the message, but they are called mushrikeen, those who commit shirk. Now Allah says clearly in the Quran, chapter 4, verse 48, about these people, he is not going to accept people who do this. This is shirk, and Allah said it's a monstrous sin, horrible, and he won't forgive it, but anything less than that he could forgive. But he still didn't say they're kafir. They are, in a way, but... He's calling them mushriks, those who do shirk. Then there are others who don't believe in God at all. These would be mulhid. This means atheist. He doesn't believe in God. So we find a lot of expressions there, but we don't have to rely on just one word. Infidel versus believers.
Wow, Sheikh, that's amazing. MashaAllah. So the word infidel is much to be discussed, isn't it? It's unbelievable.
Yes, of course. They can go to our website and learn a lot more.
Our website again, www.whatsislam, with an S, not an apostrophe, .com. Thank you very much for joining us, being part of the show today. Thank you, Sheikh, one more time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
If you ask me who my prophet is, I will say, haven't you heard? His name is Muhammad, a mercy to the worlds, a mercy to the worlds. If you ask me who my enemy is, I will say, don't you know? If you ask me who my enemy is, he's that same old devil, that same old devil.